He's married, he has four children, I think eight grandchildren. Through that, with that many kids and growing up, one thing about this, the kids and all, he became a coach with them, helped them coach, help them grow, teach them how to develop. And he looked around, and all these kids that he was helping, or a big portion of them, never got in the game. They didn't get to play. He said, maybe I need to develop our own team where all the kids can play. He did. This past summer, he called me one day and said, our kids won their first game. You think about that, what he did for those kids. He's done that in his entire career. I could go on and keep saying the things about the man, but as far as I'm concerned, there's many awards he has gotten through dealerships, through the companies that he works for, and he's grown with that. He's an impressive person. I think if the odd makers and the betting arena had bet on this guy when he was a child, when he was a young adult, they probably would have given him zero chance of ever amounting to the person he is today. Terry Martin, come on up here.
Now I know why my grandboy is in the back quarter. Come on up here, boys. Come here and see Poppy. I ain't going to keep you long, but I'll keep you long enough. Most of you don't want to go back to work anyway. It's okay. I'm glad I took a shower this morning, too. He told the truth right there. It was a little rough starting out right there, but I never blamed anybody, and I always took it upon myself to do what I had to do. And I ended up finding myself right there starting at 87. We lost our farm, and these are my boys. These are four of them. One of them's at daycare, and two of them's with God. These are Poppy's boys. Anyway, I found myself going to work at H&R Implement in 1987, and in 91 I went to AgriPower right there. Real rough, worked outside. To all the guys and the young ladies that get up in the morning and go to work at 7, to load the sprayer trucks, to get the UPS boxes, that open up the front right there at the receptionist desk, they do the things that nobody really seems to matter or think about in the day because they're worried about the bigger customer, this and that right there. You are the heart of this community, with the farmers, to the people get up and walk outside and get ready to go into the dirt. And I've been raised by these farmers, the Bruce Kleins, the David Brains, the Mittens. I could go on and on, the Wesley Parkers of this world. Now I got hooked up with Wayne Hunt. I think everybody knows who Wayne Hunt is, one of the finest guys I ever met, hard. He's a hard man, but he's fair. And we work, and he cares about the farmer, and he cares about this community. And that's what I was taught. I did learn the computer system after everybody went home. I did that, and I cleaned the building on Sunday morning, and I ran a service department for 16 years. And it was hard. So if you're 17, 18 years old, you don't know which way to go right there, surround yourself by a farmer. They'll teach you how to work. They'll teach you pride. They'll teach you credibility. They'll teach you honor. The things that makes this country great, we have seemed to have forgotten. The cops, the firefighters, the people across seas fighting these wars for us right now so we can be here. The farmer drives this community. I'm very, very proud to be a part of it. They have made me what I am. I take no personal, I'm not beating myself on the chest at all. I don't do that. You get knocked down, you get back up, you go. It's not easy. It's not easy to be 30 years old and raising two kids. This world's hard. To the young people in this room, put your phones down, have a conversation, and trust in God. Because every time I was on my knees, that's the only way I could go. I have a wonderful family. Corey, my son-in-law right there, Deputy Sheriff of Callaway County. I'm very proud of my family. I got three girls. Two teaching school right now, and the other one's a therapist in Marshall County school system. Worked real hard to put them all through that right there. I found myself sleeping on the floor with Alan at AgriPower by the time we run into some tough times. And Alan said, "Daddy, how long are we going to sleep on this floor?" "Long as it takes, son, until we get back on our feet." And we will get back on our feet. This group of people sitting right here is my family. The farmers in this county are my family. My dad-in-law in Callaway County farms about 2,500 acres. That's my family. Barely got out of high school. You're talking about consumer math. I kissed my teacher on the forehead with a D plus, and I was happy to get out of there. I could go back and see him now, right? I'll tell him he was right about everything he said. I should have listened just a little bit more. Don't give up. It's going to come at you. It's going to come at you hard. Don't give up. Two things I learned about working, and I'm a worrier right there. I worry about tomorrow, I worry about the economy, I worry about the interest rates, I worry about implement dealerships, not only mine, but everybody else's. I worry about the farmer. I worry about the people that work with the farmers. The farmers supply the banks, the insurance companies, the finance companies, these things like that, implement dealerships. I worry about them. I pray about them every day. I keep my prayers to myself most of the time. And I listened to something here a couple weeks ago. It was pretty funny. And I know I'm taking your time up, but I don't get in front of this many people very often, so I'm going to take the opportunity. There's two things you got to worry about, really, in life. That's getting sick or being well. And some of you may have heard this. If you're well, you're okay. If you get sick, you got two things to worry about. It's getting better or getting worse. If you get better, you're okay. If you get worse, you got two things to worry about, living and dying. If you live, you're okay. But if you die, you got two things to worry about, heaven or hell. Now look, if you go to heaven, you're okay. If you go to hell, you got two things to worry about, original or extra crispy. Now I'm going to do something a little different. Thank you for this. You really don't think about anything like this happening to you in your life. My biggest things in my life are my kids and my family and my beautiful wife sitting back here, my friends. I've chosen this path right here because it's a good path. And the people that around me that supported me through the years where I'd have a hard time right there, I just want to thank you personally. This right here is a humbling experience for me, and it's a big award for me. So with that, I'm going to ask you to take your hats off, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to give thanks, and I'm going to get out of here. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this day, and just thank you for this great country that we live in. And just let everybody know in this room, Lord, that you can go from doing nothing to doing something. Whatever it may be, just go be 100% of it with you behind them. Lord, forgive us for our sins and our shortcomings, and let us remember this day as your day and every day. Lord, be with the soldiers across seas. Be with our firefighters and our cops. Be with the people that's reaching out in the missions, and be with our elderly and our sick and our veterans. Lord, thank you for this great life you've given me. I look back and see nothing but happiness, and I look forward and see nothing but bright future. Watch over us, Lord Jesus, since in your name that I pray. Amen.